For years, no one could figure out why birds of prey were turning up with extremely high levels of lead poisoning. The issue made headlines when the newly reintroduced condor in California began dying off from lead exposure. Craighead Beringia South is a group of wildlife researchers in Kelly, Wyoming, who are among the scientists who started studying the problem in other species back in the early 2000s. They found that such scavengers as eagles and ravens were ingesting lead bullet fragments left in the elk and deer gut piles left behind by hunters. So they started handing out free copper bullets to see if that helped. I visited their office in the tiny town of Kelly, a goose honking in their front yard, to talk to researcher Ross Crandall about the results of their work.
Given the fact that here in Jackson Hole we have a really high population of ravens, and we have this hunting season here, you know, you've got hunting on the refuge, you've got hunting in the park, hunting in the surrounding area. We thought it was a perfect opportunity to look at whether or not lead was an issue for ravens initially. We test the blood lead. Basically, it's a way that you can test blood or test the lead in the bird without, you know, having to kill the bird. And basically what we found, we had other raven studies going at that time, and what we found was that during the hunting season, blood lead levels really spiked. And so during trapping, we'd see a lot of eagles, especially on our trapping baits. And so we thought, well, you know, this might be a good opportunity to look at lead exposure in eagles. And basically what we found was the same thing, you know, these spikes in blood lead levels during hunting seasons.
Maybe you could talk about, you know, what the signs of lead poisoning are in some of these birds.
Sure. So if a bird, say an eagle, for instance, has lead poisoning, it almost acts as if it's like really drunk or something. It's really slow, droopy wings, heads droop down. It's very obviously sick, and that's, you know, when it has sort of advanced stages of lead poisoning. So we thought, okay, well, we've sort of identified this spike in blood levels during the hunting season, so, you know, what are we going to do about it now? How can we continue this study? And what we ended up doing was starting a non-lead ammunition program, basically, where we are giving hunters in the refuge or in the park free non-lead ammunition. And so, you know, the whole thing with this issue is that there's a really obvious and readily available source of non-lead ammunition. And that's usually copper, gilding metals, and another non-lead rifle ammunition bullet. What we found was as the number of basically blood lead levels is correlated with harvest. So the more animals that are harvested with lead bullets, the higher the exposure. When people started using non-lead, that exposure went down. So basically, it was an effective way to minimize lead exposure to eagles.
And so what has been the reception to this idea of switching to non-lead bullets?
So when we were giving away non-lead bullets and selling non-lead bullets, we did a lot of interacting with hunters that were, you know, coming to get their free bullets. And one of the things that the copper ammunition has going for it is that it's incredibly effective. So copper bullets are just a really good premium hunting bullet. So it's not like we had to sell the bullet. For the most part, you know, I mean, 99% of the people we interacted with were completely for it.
Now, is this, you know, these copper bullets, are they something that are more expensive? Are they harder to find?
They are more expensive. You know, they're a premium bullet and they're loaded as premium bullets. So, you know, if you're looking at buying basically the cheapest ammunition that you can, you know, a lot of people, hunting season's coming up, they'll just run into the hardware store or something and buy the cheapest ammo they can. And that might be, say, $20 a box. And copper ammunition or other non-lead ammunition is, you know, maybe for a common caliber, 270, 30-06, might be, you know, $40-$45 a box. But compared to other premium ammunition, you know, there's certainly premium lead ammunition, and that's going to be roughly the same price.
Is this an issue that's going to be something that you are seeing elsewhere besides the Jackson area, or is this something that is kind of a concern mostly here?
I mean, our research is focused here, but it's a problem everywhere else. You know, certainly if you look at in the Midwest, you know, specifically where you've got sort of you know, I'm from Wisconsin, you've got a 9-day deer hunting season, and the number of eagles that are submitted to rehab facilities with lead poisoning during that time skyrockets. So it's not at all just a Jackson-specific issue.
And so maybe you could talk just a little bit about, you know, why it is that these birds are getting lead into their system. What's the scenario where they are actually getting that into their bodies?
So basically a hunter shoots, you know, here we'll say an elk. So a hunter shoots an elk with a lead bullet. Between the time that bullet enters the animal and leaves the animal, it can lose. It depends on a lot of things, but it can lose, you know, 20 to even 50% of its weight. It's called weight retention. So that weight loss ends up being fragments, so it's lead fragments, and those fragments can go, a lot of them are around, you know, the wound channel where the bullet actually goes through the animal, but they can be as far as 18 inches or more from that wound channel. And so the hunter goes, retrieves his animal, he guts it, so he leaves the offal in the field, and so you've got this offal left behind that, you know, potentially has all these little lead fragments. And so a raven or an eagle comes in to feed on it because it's a great meal for them, and they just ingest those particles.
Yeah. Now, I know that you guys have an initiative that you're kind of working on with the National Elk Refuge. Can you talk a little bit about how you're collaborating with that agency, and are you reaching out to any other wildlife agencies?
Most recently, you know, it's worth saying that the Grand Teton National Park, they have their herd reduction program. They require all hunters to use non-lead ammunition. And the refuge has been great by, you know, advocating sort of a voluntary switch. And, you know, this year, I think they had somewhere around 70% of the successful elk hunters use non-lead ammunition, which we just think is fantastic. And we feel that hunters, you know, traditionally hunters are, you know, conservationists, hunters do care a lot about what's going on out there. And so we feel that, you know, by educating the hunters, a lot of hunters are going to go out, if they haven't already, and make that switch to using non-lead ammunition, because, you know, they'll know when they walk away from that gut pile, there's no lead in it. And, you know, we're pretty confident that at least most of them, once they know the information, will make the switch.
Well, thank you very much for sharing this information.
Thank you.
That was wildlife researcher Ross Crandall talking about lead poisoning in eagles and ravens.